whatever love means. Although neither of them remembered the occasion, Diana first met her future husband when she was just a baby. It happened during the winter of 1961, when 12-year-old Charles, Prince of Wales, was visiting his mother's Sandringham retreat. At the time, your Prince Charles barely glanced at the tiny baby sleeping in her cot. After all, could a 12-year-old boy be interested in babies? In fact, it would be 16 years before Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer took place in the middle of a farmer's field during a shooting party in November 1977. It was a cold, rainy, bleak afternoon when 16-year-old Diana, dressed in a borrowed parka that was too large for her, boots and blue jeans, crossed the field to meet the heir to the British throne. It was almost twilight when the two came face to face near Knowbottle Woods. What a sad man, Diana thought when she first saw him. The future princess was intrigued to finally meet the most eligible bachelor in England, though she was not impressed with his 5'10" height, thinking to herself that she would tower over him in high heels. But Diana would later say that she admired his beautiful blue eyes. The prince later remarked that he thought Diana was a very jolly and attractive girl, full of fun, though Diana herself believed that he barely noticed me at all. Diana, it was discovered later, first came to the attention of the royal family when she acted as a bridesmaid for her sister Jane's wedding that April. It was the first major social occasion that Diana attended as a young woman, and many of the royals were surprised at how beautiful and mature the once gawky girl had become. Even the Queen Mother, Prince Charles's grandmother, noticed Diana's beauty, grace, and charm. She complimented the Earl on the fine job he had done in bringing Diana up. When Charles went to Switzerland for a ski vacation, Diana missed him terribly. He called her after a day or two and told Diana he had something important to ask her. He arrived home on February the 3rd, 1981. 3 days later, he arranged to see Diana at Windsor Castle. Late that evening, while Prince Charles was showing Diana the nursery, he asked her to marry him. To his surprise, Diana treated his proposal as a joke. She actually giggled, but soon she could see that Prince Charles was serious. Despite an insistent voice inside her head that told her she would never be queen, she accepted his proposal. Diana told Prince Charles over and over that she loved him. "Whatever love means," was his reply.